Unit 14.
Mainly revision. Lesson 53.
Part 1. Dialogue.
Jane is asking Jo Lan for advice. She wants to improve her biology.
Hello, Jo Lan. Can I ask you for some advice? Of course. Well, I've recently started biology. I really enjoy it, but I'm tired of so much reading. I want to improve, but I don't know how. What can you suggest? Well, have you considered lab in your free class? I suggest you ask Mr. Wu. Well, yes, I could do that, but I don't want to do anything alone. I've got an idea. Why not do a tomato experiment? You don't need anything special. Ask Mr. Wu if you can have some old boxes. Use the lab and prepare some plant food for young tomatoes. I mean powder that is made from fish, blood and bone. You must weigh it carefully. That's why you need the lab. Then grow some tomatoes in one box which has plant food in the soil, and some in another box which doesn't. Then see which plants grow higher, measure them with a ruler, and write down your results. Why don't you do the experiment? I'm sure you would do it really well. Okay, I've got a better idea. Why don't we do it together? Lesson 54. Part 1. Reading.
Two letters. People are asking Amy for advice. Correct title with each letter. 1. Shall I tell? 2. How do I make new friends? A. Dear Amy, thanks for your letter. It was lovely to hear from you. You asked me if I was enjoying my new school. I'm not enjoying it at all. I thought it was going to be fun. I also thought that I would make lots of new friends. However, I find it hard. All the other students went to the same junior middle school, so they get along very well with each other. I try my best to be friendly, but they do not seem kind to me. They make fun of me because I'm shorter than anyone else. So I spend a lot of my time alone. What do you think I should do? B. Dear Amy, I have a problem and I'm writing to ask you for advice. This is secret, so please don't tell anybody else. I used to get along very well with my cousin, and we used to be very good friends. We were planning to spend part of the winter vacation together. But now I don't think I want to invite him home. Recently, I've discovered that he started to tell lies. When I told him that it was wrong to tell lies, he just laughed at me. The problem is, should I tell his parents or his teacher, or should I keep quiet? He certainly isn't going to listen to me.
Part 2. Reading. Now read this letter from Amy. Is it a reply to the first or the second letter? Dear Ken, thank you for your letter. I'm sorry that you are not happy yet in your new school. It is wrong of the other children to make fun of you. First of all, don't worry about being short. It really doesn't matter. Lots of people are short. You're fine just as you are. Have you considered looking for one special friend? I suggest you choose someone who you think is kind and friendly. So why don't you look for someone who might be a special friend? And don't spend too much time alone.
Lesson 55.
Part 1. Reading.
Read this letter from Amy. It is her reply to the other letter in Lesson 54.
Dear Yang Mei, thank you for writing to me. You are quite right. It is wrong to tell lies. It is not a good idea to spend your vacation with someone who tells lies. It is better to lose a friend than to do this. Why don't you have another talk with your cousin? Why not tell him that you don't want to be friends with him unless he stops telling lies? I suggest that you don't ask him home for the vacation. Tell him why you don't want to spend it with him.